that LK?
N4IQ, how you doing today?
Bill, I hope you are.
Hi.
A little bit. N4, is that LK?
N4IQ. Okay, Sean, you still there?
More traffic lights to get through and I'll be at my destination, but good morning, Bill. N4ZLK.
Hey, good morning. Really enjoyed seeing you on top of the mountain. That's fun. Probably nice to have an eyeball, especially when it's the first time. But sounds like you're busy this morning. I'm on the computer and I had to finish a couple of things before I forgot what I was doing. But anyway, so you're going to stop somewhere and then what? You got somewhere else you're going?
Over here in Easley, and then it'll take me probably 30 minutes to make that delivery, and then I'll be back on the road again for a little bit. And yes, it was really good to see you and everyone else on Saturday. I enjoyed that.
Well, you got to see what we do when we go up there. That was fun. We had a good weekend. We did pretty good. We doubled our score from last year, so that was a good thing. So probably not going to get an invitation. I think we still did pretty good.
How you did, and did you run it, or was there somebody at the radio every minute of the contest, or did you take longer breaks at night?
I think the computer logged that we had like 23.3 hours out of 24. And I know where at least a half an hour of that went we had a sideband operator the first two hours. And then I took over on CW, and there's some real. The radio had some settings that were wrong. It took me forever to find out what was wrong. That's an ICOM 7300, nice radio. I'm just not as familiar with that as I am some others. So it took me a while after playing with the filters and everything. Bob, ND7, Jay, and I are both playing with it. He's got a 7300, but the long and short of the problem was the notch filter was turned on, and the notch was right in the bandpass of the CW. I mean, I could hear it above and below, but I couldn't hear anything I was supposed to be hearing. Over.
That'd be a problem. I'm glad they got it figured out. I talked to a guy last night. They were all European stations. There was Greece, Cyprus, Belgium, and Germany, just really quick, and within the 30 minutes of each other, the bands was way up. And the reason I say that is one of the guys mentioned he had a 7300, and I'm not familiar with the radio, and I didn't ask while I was up there, but now I have a mental picture of what it looks like.
That's a really nice radio. I think without a doubt, most people would agree. That's right now, that's the most popular selling HF radio that's being sold. And used to be, like maybe 20 years ago, the Kenwood 570, TS-570, probably was one of the best selling HF radios. Just because of the performance and the price, just like the 7300. But I don't think there's a doubt that 7300 is in that category now. It's just nice radio. But it's like any radio, it takes a while to get familiar with it, especially a complicated one like they are now. Talking about all the Europeans, I'd sent a QSL card for a 6-meter contact, new country on 6 meters. I sent it to Russia and it was returned. U.S. Post Office. I found out this weekend, but I didn't realize prior to mailing it that U.S. is not sending mail to Russia. So they sent it back. They stamped it refused, refused by, I don't forget how they put it. Basically, it says refused by receiver. But evidently, the U.S. has no ways. There's no, the channels where they used to deliver mail and everything's cut off.
Surprised me. I thought I heard originally several weeks ago, not long after this conflict broke out, that there was not supposed to be any amateur radio communication. But right after that, I was hearing several Russians on there and actually made a couple contacts. I don't know if I was supposed to, but they were too good to pass up.
Yeah, well, the Russians, there's plenty of Russians. The Russian government has not shut down ham radio operators in Russia. Proper. It's the Ukraine. Ukraine shut their operators down. However, there was at least one Ukrainian station that was in the IARU contest, and they actually posted it because I saw the list of everybody submitted the log. And that came from the Ukrainian government. The Russians are still on. There's no problem there.
Hey, that's what I was thinking, and I think I just assumed that Russia would do the same thing, but of course that's the area, land area of Russia is a lot larger than Ukraine, so probably like two different worlds over there. But yeah, that's right. But I know I heard a Ukrainian station after that at some point. I wasn't able to contact him, but yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it was really open last night. I stayed up too late, having fun. But anyway, I'm here. I'm backed up to the dock and everything while you were talking, so I'm just going to go ahead and make this delivery while I'm able to and try to get moving. Good to hear you today, Bill. N4IQ, N4ZLK.
Good day. I'm going to go out and pull some weeds. I'm going to be gone this morning, this afternoon, so I got a bunch of weeds I have to pull. 73, Zen4IQ.
4ZEW Mobile. This is Dan monitoring.